Chapter 8, Shopping Guidelines. Now that we hopefully have agreed that the feast and famine diet is more than doable, after looking at a sample feast day and a sample famine day, I thought I'd share with you a few more intermittent fasting insider secrets. The fine art of shopping while following feast and famine. Although all of us develop our style of eating while on the diet which best suits our individual needs, I've found having an experienced veteran's shopping list can provide some helpful guidelines. So, are you ready to go shopping feast and famine style? Let's do it. Here's what we are packing our shopping cart with. Non-hormonal chicken breasts. I'm a bit of a chicken addict and don't think I could live without it. I eat chicken at least once a day on feast days, sometimes twice. I think of chicken as a sort of neutral protein that can be prepared in so many ways it's wise to fall in love with it. Make sure the fat is trimmed off. Non-hormonal grass-fed lean beef. Another feast day favorite, especially when I'm hitting it more heavily in the gym. When you are looking to put on muscle while cutting fat on feast and famine, aim for around 1 gram of protein for every pound you weigh. Eggs. As you've seen on the meal agenda, often for both feast and famine days. Don't skip them, unless you are one of the few who can't stomach the thought of them. A variety of pasta. Organic spinach. Organic leaf lettuce. I should add organic produce is not a must, but I try to stick with it when I can. Tomatoes. Onions. Miso soup. Miso soup is great for a change of pace on famine days and has been shown in research to have all sorts of regenerative and health-boosting qualities. Plus, it tastes great too. Green tea. Essential. Green tea is great for an extra fat-burning boost, is inexpensive, and calorie-free. Coffee. Spring water. Whey protein. I've tried to avoid any supplement recommendations as the feast and famine diet works great without them, but a good protein shake is one exception. Keep your protein levels high, and you will have no worries at all about losing muscle while cutting body fat. Stevia, an all-natural and calorie-free sweetener, which will make you forget sugar ever even existed. A true gift from above. And almonds, a go-to snack. Now, a look at this list reveals that avoiding overly processed and junk food isn't a bad idea, and you can still really feast without it. That way, if you go a bit crazy at a friend's or eating out occasionally, your body won't even notice it. Buying too many terrible food choices probably sends the wrong message to your subconscious and may set up many for binge eating and failure. Some intermittent fasting experts disagree, but this is what my own personal experience has revealed. After you move beyond the beginner stage, feel free to experiment.